Well, there were two people doing it. Well, good afternoon. We are a small group today, but we are just as important as any size group, so I appreciate you coming today. Please stand and join me in our call to worship. Number 367, Come to the Church in the Wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the wildwood, no lovelier spot in the dale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come to the church in the wildwood, to the trees where the wild flowers bloom, where the parting hymn will be chanted, we will weep by the side of the tomb. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale. How sweet on a clear Sunday morning to list to the clear ringing bell. Its tones so sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. From the church in the valley by the wildwood, when day fades away into night, I would fain from this spot of my childhood wing my way to the mansions of light. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Please remain standing for the opening prayer. Lord, we welcome you amongst us today and celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice, open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Amen. Amen. And you may be seated. So it's hymn sing time. Anybody have a song they'd like to sing? We're going to go with Naomi first.
Okay. I'm going to be different this week. I'm going to choose one that I know that Auntie Mae liked. And that would be number 515, I'll Be a Sunbeam.
All right.
First and last.
515, I'll Be a Sunbeam. And it's up to you if you'd like to stand for singing or if you want to remain seated. That's whatever is good for you. Do you want to lead us off?
Sure. Jesus.
wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. In every way, try to please him at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, I'll be a sunbeam for him. I'll be a sunbeam for Jesus, I can, if I but try, serving him moment by moment, then live with him on high. A sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, be a sunbeam for him.
Four eighty-seven,
Amazing Grace, first and last.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. When we been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
All right, go ahead.
455, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. First and
fourth. 455, My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
First and fourth.
First and fourth. My country, 'tis of Thee, sweet land of liberty, of Thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountain side, let freedom ring. Our fathers, God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King.
First and third verses.
81. Hark the herald angels sing, first and third.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to lead us off?
Certainly. Hark the herald angels sing,
glory to the newborn King.
and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful, O ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Very nice. Any others?
I was thinking about Rock of Ages, but I can't remember the number of the song.
I just saw that as I was going through.
Which one?
Rock of Ages, number 243. First and last verses, Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from the riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save me from its guilt and power. While I draw this bleeding breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on thy judgment throne. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Amen. Are we finished?
I think so.
All right. Does everybody have a Methodist hymnal as well as our hymnal?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure. That's for our last song. Oh, you know what? They're stacked out by the. Oh, there you go. All right. Got it. Got it. All right. We don't need it yet, but I wanted you to have it. So when we do, you have it. Well, one of the important parts of our service always is our prayer time. So I wonder if you have any requests today for people in need, or if you have prayers of praise, anything along those lines? Steve?
Pam, I don't know why, but I just somehow feel like we should be praying.
Pam Searles.
Yes.
Okay. I should report that her husband is doing much better.
Good.
And the last 2 weeks she hasn't been to services because they've had company that are. Now everybody wants to visit David, and it's always on a Sunday afternoon. But I think it's still good to keep her in our prayers, for sure. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I would like to give thanks to the Lord for this beautiful day, and we're wrapped in his beautiful creations and his surroundings and his beautiful creatures. And thank you that we're all here in good health, and that we can enjoy this beautiful church.
got a lot to be thankful for, don't we?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to add to that. I'm very grateful for the safe arrival of my youngest son yesterday. Drove up from New Jersey. Have a couple days with mom. Brought a couple of his friends with him. And so it's brought a little life back to my house. There's not a lot of life there a lot of the time, but this weekend there definitely is. So definitely praising God for that. Yes, ma'am.
I would like to thank our Lord for sparing my sister and my nephew down in Florida. They were right in the path of the hurricane, but it went somewhere else. And I know my disabled nephew was struggling with having to get out and get to a shelter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else? Yes?
Yes, we just got back from my sister-in-law's down in Kennebunk, Sanford area. My brother-in-law, we had his memorial in May, and she's still taking it pretty hard. She's pretty lonely, so if you can pray for comfort for her, I would appreciate it.
Alright, let us go.
I praise you, Jimmy, and all the worship leaders who come and speak here at this church in the Wildwood.
Well, that was what last service was all about, was being so grateful for all of the past worship leaders. A few of here that are still are here today as well. So, but thank you for saying that.
Yes, that was an amazing list.
Oh, that list last week, yeah.
Last week of all the people who participated
here. Yeah. It's very cool that there's that many people that have experienced this church, and so many of them want to do it over and over again.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, right? Exactly. All right, well, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day and for all of our surroundings, the beauty of creation that you have given us, the creatures that are here, the people that are here, the sky above us. It's just such a beautiful day, and we are so blessed to be here in your presence and amongst each other. I want to praise you, Lord, for the safe arrival of my son Adam and his friends. Please bless their time here and then return them home safely. We pray for Pam Searles. Lord, we're not even sure why, we just think it's a good idea to be lifting her up to you right now. And so please just let her feel your love and comfort always, just always. We thank you for those who were spared from the hurricane in Florida, and we pray for those who are not. There was obviously much devastation, but just so grateful that people who maybe anticipated having to deal with the wrath of that hurricane avoided that and are still safe and sound. We pray, Lord, for Diana's sister-in-law, who is still mourning the loss of her husband. Such a hard thing to go through. Many of us know about that. But we ask, Lord, that that she be aware of your presence in her life, that you give her strength and comfort. We praise you, Lord, for all those who have led worship in this church in the Wildwood. Last week we spent 20 minutes or so just looking at all of the names and recalling little pieces of information about them. And what a blessing they have all been to this church. I know when I stand up here and lead a service, it is I who am blessed. So I am grateful for that opportunity as well. Lord, we thank you for always hearing our prayers, all offered with a faith that there will be an answer or a recognition, but also recognizing that not always getting answers that we want, or perhaps in the ways that we will understand, but in the way that you feel is best. We bring all these things before you today, asking in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who gave us these words as an example of how we should pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. It's time to take the collection. And please know, as always, if you are not prepared to place an offering in the basket today, that your presence is gift enough. We offer to you, Lord, the work of our hands, represented by that which is placed in these baskets. We pray you use our offerings to continue your work. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand for the doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You may be seated. Except Naomi, you may stand up and come and read the scripture.
The emotional thing. Can you hear me all right, Franklin? Can you hear me? This is Luke 6:37 through 42. I think it was 42.
That's it. Yep.
Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceiveth not the beam that is in thine own eye? Father, how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. Amen.
Well, as some of you know, this is my second week in a row of leading worship. I don't know how people do this every week. I really don't. I mean, you can do the whole service, and that's fine, but when you get to this part with a message, it takes time. It takes time, but it's also a very good lesson for me because I learned so much as well. So today's message, I'm going to start by reading you a story. Then it's called You Are Special, written by Max Licato. Has anyone heard this story? Are you familiar with it?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. The Wemmicks were small wooden people. All of the wooden people were carved by a woodworker named Eli. His workshop sat on a hill overlooking their village. Each Wemmick was different. Some had big noses. Others had large eyes. Some were tall and some were short. Some wore hats and others wore coats, but all were made by the same carver and all lived in the village. And all day, every day, the Wemmicks did the same thing. They gave each other stickers. Each Wemmick had a box of gold star stickers and a box of gray dot stickers. Up and down the streets all over the city, people spent their days sticking stars and dots on one another. The pretty ones, whose smooth wood was fine and the paint was good, always got stars. But if the wood was rough or the paint chipped, the Wemmick gave dots. The talented ones got stars too. Some could lift big sticks high above their heads or jump over tall boxes. Others still knew big words and could sing pretty songs, and everyone gave them stars. Some Wemmicks had stars all over them. Every time they got a star, it made them feel so good. It made them want to do something else to get another star. Others, though, could do little, and they got dots. Punchinello was one of these. He tried to jump high like the others, but he always fell. And when he fell, the others would gather around and give him dots. Sometimes when he fell, his wood got scratched, so the people would give him more dots. And when he would try to explain why he fell, he would say something silly, and the Wemmicks would give him more dots. After a while, he had so many dots, he didn't want to go outside. He was afraid he would do something dumb, such as forget his hat or step in the water, and then people would give him another dot. In fact, he had so many gray dots that some people would come up and give him one for no reason at all. He deserves lots of dots, the people would say. They would agree with each other. He's not a good wooden person. The few times he did go outside, he hung around other Wemmicks who had lots of dots, and he felt better around them. One day, he met a Wemmick who was unlike any he'd ever seen. She had no dots or stars. She was just wooden. Her name was Lucia. It wasn't that people didn't try to give her stickers, it's just that the stickers didn't stick. Some of the Wemmicks admired Lucia for having no dots, so they would run up and give her a star, but it would fall off. Others would look down on her for having no stars, so they would give her a dot, but it wouldn't stay either. That's the way I want to be, thought Punchinello. I don't want anyone's marks. So he asked the stickerless Wemmick how she did it. It's easy, Lucia replied. Every day I go see Eli. Eli? Asked Punchinello. Yes, Eli, the woodcarver. I sit in the workshop with him. Why? Asked Punchinello. Well, why don't you go find out for yourself? Go up the hill. He's there. And with that, the Wemmick who had no stickers turned and skipped away. Punchinello cried out, but will he want to see me? Lucia didn't hear him, so Punchinello went home. He sat near a window and watched the wooden people scurrying about, giving each other stars and dots. It's not right, he muttered to himself, and he decided to go see Eli. He walked up the narrow path to the top of the hill and stepped into the big shop. His wooden eyes widened at the size of everything. The stool was as tall as he was. He had to stretch on his tiptoes to see the top of the workbench. A hammer was as long as his arm. Punchinello swallowed hard. I'm not staying here. And he turned to leave. But then he heard his name. Punchinello, how good to see you. Come and let me have a look at you. Punchinello turned slowly and looked at the large bearded craftsman. You know my name? The little Wemmick asked. Of course I do. I made you. Eli stooped down and picked him up and set him on the bench. The maker spoke thoughtfully as he looked at the gray dots. Looks like you've been given some bad marks. I didn't mean to, Eli. I tried really hard. Oh, you don't have to defend yourself to me, child. I don't care what the other Wemmicks think. You don't? No, and you shouldn't either. Who are they to give you stars or dots? They're Wemmicks, just like you. What they think doesn't matter, Punchinello. All that matters is what I think. And I think you are pretty special. Me? Special? Why, I can't walk fast. I can't jump. My paint is peeling. Why do I matter to you? Eli looked at Punchinello, put his hand on those small wooden shoulders, and spoke very slowly. Because you're mine. That's why you matter to me. Punchinello had never had anyone look at him like this. He didn't know what to say. Every day I've been hoping you'd come, Eli explained. I came because I met someone with no marks, said Punchinello. Oh, I know. She told me about you. Why don't the stickers stay on her? The maker spoke lovingly. Because she has decided that what I think is more important than what they think. The stickers only stick if you let them. What? The stickers only stick if they matter to you. The more you trust my love, the less you care about their stickers. I'm not sure I understand. Eli smiled. You will, but it will take time. You've got a lot of marks. For now, just come to see me every day and let me remind you of how much I care. Eli lifted Punchinello off the bench and set him on the floor. Remember, Eli said as the Wemmick walked out the door, you are special because I made you, and I don't make mistakes. Punchinello didn't stop, but in his heart he thought, I really think he means it. And when he did, a dot fell to the ground. The end. The end of the story, but not the end of the message. It's not hard to figure out that the Wemmicks seem to take delight in judging others and each other. They judge whether others are good enough to have a gold star or if they're bad enough to get a gray dot. Nothing in the middle. I think we humans hand out stars and gray dots all the time. We award actors and actresses, singers, beauty queens, and athletes with gold statues, gold crowns, and gold medals. If you don't fall into one of those categories, you may fall into a gray dot category. Maybe your ethnicity, your skin color, your income, your intelligence. Or maybe there is a middle, no star, no gray dot, just ignore the middle. Now, there's no denying we are all unique, and at the same time, the same. We've had different upbringings and may have different opinions and different ways of doing things. Yet we are all special because God made each one of us in his image. We know in Genesis it tells us, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Isn't it amazing that we are all made in his image and yet are all so different? Yes, in his image, but we are not completely like him. God is omnipotent. He has the power to do anything. And he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. We also know that he is the one to judge us. We are not to judge us. We are not to judge, as Naomi read in the scripture. Otherwise, we can expect to be judged by him in full measure. A parallel scripture in Matthew says, "Judge not, that you not be judged. For what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." But gosh, it's so hard not to judge. When we look around the world, our country, our towns, we see so much that does not seem to be what God would prefer. We see people killing and being greedy and dishonest. We also see people saving others and being generous. It is nearly impossible to not judge one set of people evil and one good, those worthy of gray dots and those worthy of gold stars. I may be a fool, but when I think of those who appear evil, I wonder if there isn't a sickness inside of them, that there's just something just not right about them, and that they didn't get the message about God and his love. In Matthew 22, Jesus gives us two commandments which supersede all the other commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That can be so hard when your neighbor does something to hurt you, physically or mentally. How are we to know exactly what brought evil to bear? Is it better to have compassion for everyone even if they don't want it? It seems to me that what appears to be bad manners or an ill temper or cynicism is always a sign of things no ears have heard, no eyes have seen. We do not know what wars are going on deep down inside the body, where the spirit meets the bones. We need to remember everything we do and everything we say counts. Everything helps or hurts. Everything adds to or takes away from someone else. Everything counts. Whether we're giving out gold stars or gray dots, it all matters. Watch out who you're giving gold stars and gray dots to. They are just like saying, "You are good, I love you, and you are bad, I don't love you." There's only one who should get the gold star. Watch your words and actions diligently. They have such power to bless or to wound. If we could only get in the habit of saying a quick prayer, maybe a "Help me, Holy Spirit," to help keep ourselves under control. Anytime you're going to talk to somebody, you might have something on your mind that you're angry about, but if you could just utter those four words, "Help me, Holy Spirit," there might be a little change in the way you approach it. Are there those in the world you might consider praiseworthy? Probably. And are there those who could use a little talking to? I think we all agree there are. It's a fine line deciding whether or not to condemn or praise, whether or not to hold grudges or forgive. So here's the bottom line. Speak to all as you would want to be spoken to. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Love your neighbor as yourself. Please join me in an attitude of prayer. Lord, guide us to repent for being quick to pass judgment both in speech and thought. For every time our words or actions of judgment and condemnation have served someone, Father, help us to repent. Lord, we pray that we will not focus on the faults or shortcomings of others. Help us to see others through the eyes of grace. Amen. I couldn't find a hymn specifically about judging, but I did find a great one about praising, and that's in the United Methodist hymnal, number 67, We Thy People Praise Thee. And we'll be singing the first and last verses. We thy people praise thee, praise thee, God of every nation. We thy people praise thee, praise thee, Lord of hosts eternal. Days of wonder, days of beauty, days of rapture filled with light. Tell thy goodness, tell thy mercies, tell thy glorious might. We thy people praise thee, praise thee, praise thee evermore. We thy people praise thee, praise thee, God of every nation. We thy people praise thee, praise thee, Lord of hosts eternal. For thy blessings, for thy bounty, joyful songs to thee we sing. Songs of glory, songs of triumph to our God and King. We thy people praise thee, praise thee, praise thee evermore. If you would go to number 665 in that hymnal, we can sing this together as a benediction. Go now in peace. Number 665, I believe that's what it said in the back of the book.
665.
665, go now in peace.
Yep.
Yep.
Let's sing it through twice. Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the love of Christ surround you everywhere, everywhere you may go. Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the love of Christ surround you everywhere, everywhere you may go. Go in peace. I will not be leading the service next week, just so you know.